We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a brand new parak, Toma Dishchat. According to a lot of Rishonim, it's like a new Masechta called Pesach Sheni. And this, the next four parakim, I'm going to discuss mostly the Karban Pesach, but other Kabbonis as well, and other things as well. So we're going to start off with the Karban Pesach, what time you will makriv the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Now that's for sure that the Pesach, Karban Pesach, Gemara learns that from Sukkim. We'll see it happen on Tesavan Aleph, that the Gemara learns from Sukkim that the Karban Pesach was Nishchat after the Tamid. That means usually the Tamid is the last Karban of the day. Tamid Shavet Abayim. It's two Tamidim every day, a Tamid in the morning and a Tamid in the evening. The Tamid in the evening is usually the last Karban of the day. But on Erev Pesach is an exception. Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach, learned from Sukkim, is Nishchat after the Tamid. So zok the Mishnah, Tomid Nishchat b'shmoina emechza. On a usual day, the Tomid is Nishchat 8.5 hours shoyz manis into the day, the korav v'teisha emechza, and you makriv it in 9.5 hours in the day. It takes around an hour to process from shchita until the hakrava, and it takes like an hour to do it, Rashi says, and then used to be shechted on 8.5 and be makriv in 9.5. Barvi psachim, that after 9.5 hours, you would have to start doing the Pesach. It's not enough time to be makriv the whole entire Klal Yisrael's Karban Pesach. So you have to make it a little earlier. So Nishchat, when we shech the Tamid v'sheva mechza in 7.5 hours, an hour earlier, the Karav v'shmoina mechza, and you makriv it 8.5 hours, and after that is the Karban Pesach. And this is Bein B'chol Bein Shabbos. Saif Erev Pesach lands up on the weekday, and Saif lands up on Shabbos. That's the halacha, that you do it the Talmud at 7.5, and afterwards a Karban Pesach and a regular Shabbos, it'll be 8.5. That means Ben Bechol Ben Shabbos, Lagavi everything. That means in a regular Shabbos, you'll do it 8.5 hours, the Talmud, and on a, if it lands on a Pesach Shabbos, then it's 7.5 hours. Now, why do you wait to 8.5 hours? We'll see in the Gemara also, the reason is because why don't you just makriv Talmud earlier? Because you have anything you want to be makriv that day, and in Darav Medavis, you want to have time to do it, so you wait till 8.5 hours till you bring the Talmud. I Shabbos, you don't bring the Darav Medavis, so we don't want to chmachal between Shabbos and the weekday, so you always do the Talmud 8.5 hours. Chal Erev Pesach Dias, but Erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach lands upon Erev Shabbos on Friday, there's a difference. Then Nishchat B'Sheish Shemechza, then you'll be makriv the carbon even an hour earlier than that, 2 hours earlier than regular. The Karav B'Sheva Mechzav, Pesach Achrav, and the Pesach afterwards. What's the reason why you do it even earlier? Because you have to roast the Karav Pesach also. So on a regular Erev Pesach, even if it's on Shabbos, you can roast the Pesach on Pesach, and it's the best time to roast it. Right before you eat it, you roast it, and you have a fresh Karav Pesach. If it's on Shabbos, then you have to do it before Shabbos. So there, you need more time. Now you have to shecht Gans Klai Yisrael's Kavanah to be Makriv De Murim, you also have to roast it. So therefore, you're going to make the Talmud the earliest possible, which is 6.5. You'll be shechted at 6.5 and be karav v'sheva mechza. V'pesach achara. Ad kan ha-mishnah. Zok to Gemara. No ha-namili. How do you know what's the makar that Talmud, you makar the Talmud on 8.5 hours? Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, the Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, es ha-keves echot ha-seh ba-baike, one keves of the Talmud you do in the morning, es ha-keves ha-sheni ta-seh ben abayim, the other keves you do ben abayim, between the Arbaim, Erev means the evening, between the evenings. So the way this man, the Omer, of Shumar Levi Darshan, he says like this, Cholku lebein shnei Arbaim, beit shoyis mechzlakan, shtei shoyis mechzlakan, v'sho'achas las yosai. Like we said, it takes around an hour to process the carbon pay, the Talmud. It takes around an hour for the carbon, for the Talmud. So you split it in half. You do 2.5 hours, now you have 5 hours left. An hour takes to do it. You have 5 hours. You split it into two. 2.5 hours here, 2.5 hours here. You put 2.5 hours this way and 2.5 hours that way. Smack in the middle of the second half of the day is 8.5 hours. Because the 2.5 hours till 8.5, then you have 1 hour for the hakrava, then the whole process. Then after that's 9.5 to 12, another 2.5 hours. So it's smack in the middle of the Arbayim. Smack in the middle of the afternoon is when you bring it. That's what Rosh Hashanah also pasuk. It's a kasev. And the time to bring the Karban Pesach is at 8.5 hours. Masav Rava says, how can you say it's a gzeres kasev? It says in our Mishnah, ba'arvi psachim, when on Erev Pesach, when do you bring the Talmud? An hour earlier. A regular Erev Pesach, bring it an hour earlier. Nishchat b'sheva mechza. The carbon shmoina mechza. You shech the carbon tamid v'sheva mechza. In makrivin and shmoina mechza. See, you make it a little earlier. Bein v'chol bein v'shabbos. Asai, if Erev Pesach lands up on the weekday or on Shabbos. If you hold that this man ain't half as deraisa because bein rabayim, so hechi makdimule. You can't be makdim. It's a din deraisa. Work it out. You can't. If it's a din deraisa, this is the time for the talmid. You can't just make it earlier anytime you want. Hello, my Rava. So Rava's an argue on the horum shumah levi. Mitzvah soy the talmid mishinot utzoli erev. The mitzvah of a talmid is when the sun starts going the other direction and the shade is going now to the Mizrach. And that means right after noon and starts, getting a little bit, the shade is not straight on top of you, the sun's not straight on top of you, then the halacha is, you can start bringing the Talmud. And Rashi learns over here, it means after 6.5 hours. That means from 5.5 to 6.5, the sun is directly on top of you, but after 6.5, it starts already not being on directly on top, and that's when you can start bringing the talmud. That's really the halacha, that from 6.5 hours, it means a half hour after the half a day. All these shows are shows manias. We split the day into 12 halakim. So a half hour after the noon, you can start bringing the talmud. That's the dinner talmud, that's what ben abaye means. Ben abaye means when it starts getting, the sun starts turning the other direction. Not directly on top of you anymore. My time, don't cry. Ben Abaye, me'idno the maschel shim shel ha'mayriv. When the sun starts going towards the Mayriv and the shade is to the Mizrach, that is way when you start bringing the Talmud. Hilkoch. B'shari Moshe Shana. So now the question is, so if that's true, is reason makdim la mitzvahs, why don't you bring it by 6.5? So Hilkoch. B'shari Moshe Shana, dikir adarim v'nadavos, the rest of the, all the year round, you have the darim adavos the whole day that people are bringing. Nerachmano ama, alea chelve yashlamim. The pasuk says, "Aleh chalvei ashlamim v'amamar the world darshes amabeis." Aleh Hashem called gavanos kulam, that you have to bring all the karbanos before the Tomash Shemen Abayim. Tomash Shemen Abayim is the last carbon of the day. Now, if you want to bring all those darn adavas, you can't. You have to bring it before the Tomid. Aleh Hashem called gavanos kulam. S'machrin aleh, we push off the Tomid tarati shoy 2 hours from 6.5 to 8.5. V'avdin l'vashmoyna amechza. So that's why you'll do 8.5. Even though you already could bring it 6.5, it's usually makdim l'mitzvahs, but because you have a darim adavos, you push it off to 8.5 hours. What? Because it's usually makdim l'mitzvahs. Whatever you didn't, they figure they don't need, right? They don't need more than that. They figure they don't need more than this 2 hours. That's enough. That's a chazal. They knew how much you needed. What?
6 or 6.5 hours.
From 6.5, 2 hours till 8.5.
6.5.
What? Get the half? Not six. So because Rashi learns that from 5.5 to 6.5, the sun's directly on top of you. Only don't start by noon, start by 6.5. There's Rashi other places, not like that, but this Rashi is much like that over here. And it's Takam, the Gemara is not like that, it pushes off 2 hours. Tosis here brings from the Gemara and Yuma that asks, why can't you even chef from 6 hours? So Tosis' answer is because we don't know exactly when 6 hours is. And that's not like Rashi, with the Gilyan Hashas, the Kiregi here asked this Kasha Rashi. But we learn the Gemara just simpler, learning more like Rashi, it starts from 6.5, you get 2 hours, you push off 2 hours, usually we have Dharam and Davis, you push it off by 2 hours. So that's halacha. Mechirin l'entar tishoy. Mevdin l'vishmoyin amechsa. Ba'arvi psochim dika pesach achara. But erev pesach you have the pesach afterwards. Kadmina le sha'achas. Do it an hour earlier. Mevdin l'vishmoyin amechsa. You do it at 7.5. Chal erev pesach liyos erev Shabbos. If erev pesach lands up on Friday, the ikanami tziliyosa. You also have to roast the carbon pesach because you now do it on Shabbos. Le'dochi Shabbos. So then you put it on the din of shesh mechza. Then you have a din shesh mechza. Now we understand the mishnah very geshmak. That usually shmoyin mechza because you want to give time for darim adavos. On erev pesach you have to do the pesach afterwards. It goes to 7.5. Erev pesach that's Friday. We also have to do the shechting, the kakrava, and the tzliya all today. So then you do it to 6.5, which is the din. Ad kan the very clear pshat in our mishnah. So the Gemara about it. The Gemara is bringing down a brisa now, and the brisa is a little bit of a cryptic brisa. They're going to be altogether 3 pshatim in this brisa, and it has to do with our mishnah with the 8.5, 7.5, and 6.5, or the 3 different zmanim that erev pesach bichal. Just before we start the Tarabam, we should get erev pesach bichal on 3 different types of zmanim: a regular weekday erev pesach bichal, which means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're not going to get into if which days it can be Chalam, because we're going in the days when you could be Mekadosh Beria, of seeing the moon. So it can be either Chalam on a regular weekday, or it can be Chalam on Shabbos, or it can be Chalam on a Friday. And they all have different dinim, like we saw in our Mishnah. There's 3 different dinim for that. So we didn't see that because our Mishnah says Bein B'chol Bein Shabbos same halacha, but we'll see in the following brises it could be if it lands on Shabbos could be a different din. We'll see as we go along. Tana Rabbanan, the brise is like this: Kesidure B'chol Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. The same say that you do on the weekday, you do on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kesidure B'Erev Shabbos. It's like a seder of Kesidure B'Erev Pesach. It's like the seder of Erev Pesach. So my Mike Amma, this is everyone's question. What are we talking about? What are we saying? What would you say? Mike Amma. We just said Rabbi Shmuel said Kesidure B'chol Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says Kesidure B'Erev Pesach. Mike Amma, what's he saying? Amma Vayach Amma Kesidure B'chol B'Erev Pesach. Like the seder on a Erev Pesach lands up on the weekday. For example, then it's 7.5. The Talmud's on 7.5. Kach Sidure B'Shabbos B'Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach lands up on Shabbos, it's also a 7.5 Talmud. Divrei Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva Yimer, no, Kisadure b'erev Pesach shechal liyis b'erev Shabbos, kach sedure b'Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva argues, he holds when erev Pesach lands on Shabbos, it's the same din as landing on Friday. What's the din? It goes by 6.5. I will have to explain why. Well, the whole reason was you have to do tzliya. Here you don't have tzliya. You don't have to do roasting on Shabbos. You can't do roasting on Shabbos. We'll see in a second why. But what Rabbi Kiva is saying is that if erev Pesach chal on Shabbos, it's also 6.5, just like erev Pesach lands on Friday. Umasnisim, the Ketani Bein B'chol Bein Shabbos is 7.5. Who is that? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel. So v'mayka mifugi. What's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? What's pshat basically in Rabbi Kiva that all of a sudden if it lands on Shabbos it goes an hour earlier? Why? Why the hour earlier? V'mayka mifugi. So the one machlokes like this. Musafim koydmen lebezichin kemifugi. Now on Shabbos they brought the Talmud and they didn't bring any Darim and Davis, so they had the more time, but they brought Musafim. And besides Musafim, they brought the Bezichim, one of the Bezichim. In order to eat the lechem upon him that's on the Shulchan, the 12 Chalas, you have to be makriv the little spices called the Bezichim. And that is matir, the lechem upon him to eat. And the question is, when do you bring the Musafim, when do you bring the Bezichim? So the Gemara in Darshan's in Mesach Zuma, that when you bring a Musaf is around the sixth hour, beginning of the sixth hour. That's when they bring the Musaf. The beginning of 6 hours, not after 6 hours, beginning of 6 hours. Like, you know, if you're using 12 o'clock as the middle, at 11 o'clock they bring the Musaf. Beginning of the 6th hour, from 11 to 12, they bring the Musaf. Shalos, when did they bring the Bezichin? Shalos, that was before the Musaf or after the Musaf? So let's read it inside now. Baikam Mifgim, Musafim Kaidim Lebezichim Mifgim. Rabbi Shmuel Sava, Musafim Kaidim Lebezichim. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Musafim are before the Bezichim. So Abulo Musafim Meshesh. He did Musafim Meshesh, now it's noon already. Ubezichim is Sheva, another hour. Now you're after 7 hours. V'avaleil Tomid b'Sheva Mechza. Then you do Tomid b'Sheva Mechza. Are you going to ask me, why if you wait the 7.5 hours, do a beginning of the 7th hour, bring a Tomid? Why if you bring a Tomid, why are you waiting the 7.5 hours? Rashi asks the Kashra, there's two Terutzim. It says either it takes like an hour and a half to split up the Lechem upon him, or because everything goes up to half hours, so therefore once you miss the 6.5, you go to 7.5. That's how Rashi's second shot. Tosis likes Rashi's second shot better, because he says in Rabbi Kiva, he says Bezichim or Chamash Musaf Meshesh. He doesn't take an hour and a half to do the lechem upon him. So he says that he likes the second Shabbat Rashi. Everything goes by half hours with the Talmud.
What do you see? Put the Rashi an hour and a half for the lechem.
Because it says Bezichim was b'sheva. That means in the 7th hour. So now we start the. So b'sheva means that in the 7th hour, which means from 6 to 7. Is the Bezichin. So now, why do you have to wait to 7.5 to bring
six
a Talmud? What?
6 hours Musaf.
Right, yeah.
Bezichin starts in the 7th hour.
No, it starts at 12 o'clock.
Right.
So then at 1 o'clock it's done. So why have to wait to 1:30, which is 7.5 hours, to bring a Talmud? That was the question of Rashi.
7.5 hours is 12:30, no?
No, 7.5 hours is 1:30. 6.5 hours is 12:30. 6 hours is noon and plus a half hour. 6 is noon plus a half hour. 6.5 hours means 6.5 full hours. 6 full hours and a half. So that was Rashi's kash. Rashi answered like that. So let's just read it one more time. Rabbi Shmuel Safa Masifim Koy Mazichin, Avalu Masifim Safa Mashesh, Mazichim Mashava, but Avalu Tom Mashava Mechza. Extra half hour. Because it always about a half hour to Tom. Rabbi Kiva Safa, Mazichim Koy Mazichim. So Mazichim is Bechamish, Mazichim Mashesh, but Avalu Tom Mashesh Mechza. So it's saying like this, that Shabbos. That's Erev Pesach is a machloikis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you bring it by 7.5, like a regular Erev Pesach. According to Rabbi Akiva, you bring it earlier, the Talmud that day. Why? Because you could, and it's using Magdilim Mitzvahs. The only reason Rabbi Shmuel pushes it off was because he has the Bezichin. But really, Rabbi Akiva is saying it's using Magdilim Mitzvahs. There's no Nadar Medavis today. So once you're pushing it up because of Pesach, Karim Pesach, you'll push it up to 6.5. There's no Nadar Medavis today. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I have the Bezichin, and therefore I can't push it off to 6.5. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, according to Abaya's version of the Braisa. Maskevla Rava. Midi Rabbi Kiva, if you read the Brice of Yerba Shmuel, it says, Kesudur Bechol Kach Tu Bishah, which means Erev Pesach. The Erev Pesach of Chol is the same thing on Erev Pesach of Shabbos, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos is like Kesudur Be'erev Pesach Shechal Be'erev Shabbos. Maskva Rava, Midi Rabbi Kiva Kesudur Be'erev Pesach Shechal Be'erev Shabbos Tani? He doesn't say anything about Erev Shabbos. He says, Kesudur Be'erev Pesach Stomach Tani. All he says is, the Rabbi Kiva's words are Kesudur Be'erev Pesach. He doesn't say anything about Erev Shabbos. They're missing the main part. How can you say that's in the Brice? Elam Rava, different shot in the Brisa. Hachkama. Kisiduri Bechal, Ba'alma, Kachsdur Beshabbos, Be'er Pesach. Divri Rabbi Shmuel. Like a regular day Bechoil, which is 8.5 hours, Kach Siduri Beshabbos, Be'er Pesach also. It'll also be an 8.5 hours on Erev Pesach. Divri Rabbi Shmuel. Interesting thing. Erev Pesach usually we push to 7.5 hours. If it's on Shabbos, it's 8.5 hours all of a sudden. Why? We'll see in a second. Divri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Kesudur Be'erev Pesach. No, if it's Chal on Shabbos, it's like a regular Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours. Umasnisim Nektoni, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Our Mishnah says that it's at 7.5. Saich if Erev Pesach is on Chol. Saich if Erev Pesach is B'Shabbos, it's Rabbi Kiva he. It's going according to Rabbi Kiva. So what's the machlokes is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? But my commitment, basically the question is, why would Rabbi Shmuel say that if Erev Pesach need more time for the Pesach after the Talmud, why all of a sudden on Shabbos they do it at 8.5 hours at the Talmud? You need time for the Karim Pesach. So the reason is, I'm going to explain, that the basar is going to get warm. If you can't roast it right away, it's going to get spoiled. So we're worried about that. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Dafka, do the Karim Pesach very late. So Rabbi Shmuel Sava Chashin al Michmar Bisras to get warm the basa. Therefore, he said, do the Talmud from 8.5 to 9.5 and then start the Karim Pesach. This way, it'll be fresh meat, Matzah Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Sava Loi Chashin al Michmar Bisras. We're not worried about Michmar Bisras. So, Freit the Gemara, if you're not Chayshish, so why Taka do you do it at even 7.5 on Shabbos? There's no Nadarim Vedadavas. Once you make it earlier, do the Cheshem Mechza. Yeloi Chashin al Nevda Vesheshem Mechza. Because Savar, in the Fi Rava, where Kiva holds, Masafim Kaidim Mazichim. Masafim is for Mazichim. So, Avul Masafim Vashesh. Masafim is Vashesh. O Mazichim is Vashava. Mazichim is Vashava. Avul Tom Vashava Mechsa. Lutom Vashava Mechsa. So, it comes out according to Rabbi Akiva, the halach is that it's always at 7, it's at 7.5. It comes out. That even on Shabbos, even Erev Pesach, Shabbos Shabbos would be at 7.5. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it would be 8.5. That Erev Pesach on Shabbos is worse. It's 8.5. Why? Because of Michmar Bisra.